Picture a world where costs are down, profits are up, and customers are clamoring at your door. You're listening to Let's Get Up to Business from Jordan Law. Our interviews with business owners, service providers, and area experts can teach you how to create a world of success and profitability. If you're looking for an attorney to assist in your business formation, employment agreements, or other legal business needs, contact Jordan Law at 407-906-5529. You can also reach us on the web at jordanlawfl.com. Jordan Law, we protect you and your business.
Hello and welcome to Let's Get Up to Business with Jordan Law. I am Jordan Ostroff, your business law and personal injury attorney here in Orlando, Central Florida. And this is Let's Get Up to Business, our former podcast turned Facebook live show during the coronavirus pandemic. Joining me today is Ed DiAguilera. Sorry, Ed, I know your last name. Just jumbled it there. Our
VP of— Think of Christina, man. Think of Christina.
There we go. Our VP of Business Development and Community Relations. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the changes to the platform. Ed's going to take that over. Before we get into that and then today's topic, which will be talking about your ideal client, finding them and marketing to them, I want to talk about our business protection plan. This is something that we've put into place over the last several months. We've had a number of long-term clients that were hiring us for, you know, one-off events here and there. And just the unfortunate reality is, based upon the handling of the coronavirus situation differing from county to county, from week to week, from day to day, we've had a lot more immediate of needs. So emergencies through no fault of our clients. And so we put this together because we don't want people to have a problem, you know, being afraid of a $200 phone call that turns into a $20,000 problem. So Mark's going to put the link for our business protection program there. I'd ask that any business owner who's potentially interested, go check it out, see if it might be a fit for you, reach out with whatever questions. But the goal here is for you to pay a certain amount for us to be available to you when you need, and also be working proactively to protect and your business from whatever legal issues are running out there, which is by no means a guarantee, but is certainly us wanting to work proactively to show you as much value as possible and to do as much as we can to minimize or prevent the issues from coming up. So thank you all so much for watching the show. Let me let Ed take over talking over the next few weeks with it.
Sure. First and foremost, I always say this anytime I get a chance to talk to our audience, is make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, not just on the Facebook Live. This is a great avenue, but we also want to make sure that you have access to all the other amazing information that we actually provide. I mean, just to talk a little bit about how this show is.
Now that we hit 100 subscribers, I can't tell people to subscribe to YouTube. I made a promise.
Oh, but I didn't. See, I can still ask, right? but thank everyone for that did subscribe, because we did make that point of 100. So, but in addition, as we actually evolve and as we want to provide content that's so crucial to all our community, is we're going to do some subtle changes. And we're going to have some folks that are coming in, some experts in particular fields that are going to be coming in on a regular basis, almost like a rotation. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't have our special guests. We have some amazing special guests that we are going to be coming in, but we want to add some continuity and some consistency into our show so that we can really target and make sure that we provide that crucial information to our viewers. I've seen so many of these podcasts, and it's chock full of great information, and we want to keep on providing that, and we want to offer that consistency and continuity.
Yeah, so you'll be looking going forward, you're going to get a little bit more on business tactics for me, on networking and business development from Ed, on legal updates from Blair, on marketing updates from a couple of the different guests we have. And then we're also trying to finalize a more consistent plan from somebody in the financial sector, as well as some leadership team building business coach as well. So you'll start seeing those more rotating guests while still leaving plenty of room for some of the amazing and wonderful guests, for the people willing to give their time to come on the show to help us as well. So it won't be a huge change. Our goal is just to try to have you all have to weed through fewer things to find the topics that are most helpful to you to protect and grow your business. All right. So with that.
And absolutely.
Sorry, Ed.
Go ahead, man. It's bantering back and forth. It's the Today Show here.
There we go. This is totally not scripted. If you ever thought the show was scripted, I'm sorry, but it's definitively not. Not even practiced. You're going to just do it and see what happens. The beauties of being live for all of eternity. So with that, Ed is going to interview me. We're going to talk about finding your ideal client, targeting your ideal client, and marketing to your ideal client. So take us away, Ed.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've been doing networking for I guess my entire professional career. And one of the biggest questions that I get asked, and so I want to start really basic, fundamental, is how do you determine who your ideal client is?
That is a wonderful question. And that is really where it should start. The short answer is you can come up with who you want to work with. That is, if you have nothing else, that's the way to do it. So I want to work with people that have X problem, that make X money, that have the opportunity to pay me what I want to solve X problem. And then the more specific you can get with that, the better it is. The alternative way, I think for most of us who didn't do this on day one, the best thing to do is go back through your prior clients. Think about your 3 to 5 favorite clients that you've ever had for whatever reason, and what did they have in common? You know, did they have a similar profession? Were they a similar age? Did they have a similar problem? You know, what was it about them that made them one of your favorite clients? And then try to reverse engineer your ideal client from there. Those would be the two easiest ways to go about it.
So would you recommend folks that are kind of getting started in this, or maybe are not being successful in it, would you recommend them taking the time to create almost like a strategic plan to find out who exactly you want to contact, who you want that communication with?
Oh, absolutely. It's so funny to me because we've talked to so many business owners and other attorneys that are like, my client's anybody. And the problem is when you're looking for everybody, you can't focus. And so you might as well go to the tallest building in downtown Orlando and chuck your business cards off of it and just hope that the wind takes them magically to where you want to be. If you're looking for everybody, you don't know where they are. You don't know what they're doing. You don't have the time to think like them. You don't have the time to write like them. You don't have the time to join the organizations that they're in. And so a lot of these, especially younger attorneys, will be terrified of turning away or losing out on business. So instead, they'll just attract zero business because they aren't being intentional with anything that they're doing to create that business.
So once you finally find out, all right, I want a business to B2B, or I want folks that are in the personal injury world, or I want folks that are homeowners, what do you do? What's your next step? How would you find those individuals?
So the more... Look, in talking with successful lawyers and other business owners, the thing that they all, one of the things they all have in common is it's not just, I want to work with people in personal injury. It's more specific than that. It's, I want to work with people who got into a car accident with a truck that are between the ages of 35 and 50, that have kids, that, you know, whatever it is, it's a very detailed thing. To the extent that some of them are even like, look, my ideal client is Joe Smith, who's the CEO of this large business in my area that would be a great vendor, partner, client for us, whatever it is along those lines. The more specific that you make it, the easier your question becomes. You know, if we're just looking for an area of law that we want to do or a type of business we have, okay. But the more specific we get, the more we can get into that mindset. So I call it my ideal client avatar. And I like using the goofy avatar because to me, they exist out there somewhere. Like they are literally an actual human being. And my job is to find them and find as many people as close to them as possible who are going to be people that need our firm, that they got into a car accident, that they're starting a business, that they're embroiled in litigation dispute, whatever it is, that we can help them fix that problem. And they're going to be a great person for us to work with, and we're going to be a great person for them to work with.
So starting a company, a law firm or a beauty salon or anything like that, what would be after you kind of come up with who your ideal client is and you have the strategic plan, what resources are available right here in our local community that you can actually take advantage of?
So, you know, realistically, people are not starting a new business with an overwhelming amount of capital. You know, if you are, if you're the Silicon Valley tech industry and you're backed by venture capital money, great. Then you can hire a company that will go out and survey your ideal clients. You can buy email addresses for them. You can buy their phone numbers. You can buy their addresses. You can put on surveys that people will have to find the issue. You can buy every billboard in the area. You can take over the entire news station. But realistically, we're not talking to people that have that issue. So it's not so much how do you start, it's how do you start with probably $0. I mean, that's the reality of it. Is it's expensive enough to get the licensing, to get the space, to get the product, to hire other people, whatever. You know, you may not have as much to spend on marketing. And so I always feel like the cheapest place to start is through building relationships with people that you can identify. Once you have that ideal client, you can identify who they're going to go to with their problem, and then you try to get in front of that person. So, you know, for me, when we very, very, very first started this firm, we were trying to target students over at UCF that would have legal issues at UCF or issues at the courthouse. And so who are those people going to go to? They're going to go to students that are older than them. They're going to go to guidance counselors. They're going to go to teachers. And so by having that as our potentially great referral sources, we, and at that point, it was genuinely just me. So I did everything I could to go over to UCF, to talk at UCF, to connect with professors, to stay in touch with, you know, guidance counselors or advisors over there, whatever it was, so that kids would come to them with a problem that they would then refer them over to me as a lawyer who could solve that problem. And so that's why, you know, the more you have that avatar, the more you think like them, where they're going to go, the more you have to get to that point.
So in your time here in the professional world, so you have found your avatar, you have found, and you're talking to them, you have actually found where they're at. What do you think the biggest mistake of that people do? Is it not closing the deal? Is it not asking? What do people do that's the biggest error?
Well, realistically, most people don't do what we just talked about. You know, most people are like, hey, I'm going to open up the best landscaping business ever, and I'm going to do the best job at it. And then I need the right lawnmower. I need the right weed whacker. I need the right truck, as opposed to I need the right message that appeals to them. I mean, who am I trying to help? You know, I'm trying to help probably younger professionals that don't want to spend the time. I'm trying to help older people that aren't in the right physical shape to be cutting their own yard and doing their own landscaping. I'm trying to target people that are super rich and just don't want to, you know, spend the time on it for whatever reason. What are those three am I really looking for? And then why are they going to want to hire me? You know, nobody wants to hire a lawyer. Nobody wants to buy a shovel. You want a legal problem to go away. You want a hole in the ground. You want the lawn cut. And so by figuring out what the problem is that you're solving and why somebody else wants to give you money to solve that problem, that's how you start making that message to them. That's where you take that next step. And so if you don't do any of this, you have no idea what to say, and you have no idea who to say it to, and you have no idea where to say it, and you have no idea when to say it, and you don't understand what somebody actually wants to hear. And so it's you don't have any solution. You have only problems because you haven't identified this very core thing that should be the beginning or the foundation of every other issue that comes up to market a business.
So I've had the honor of actually being in the industries that there's a lot of like new businesses that are coming in, a lot of the entrepreneurial spirit. And one of the things that I've always found is that these entrepreneurs are great at what they do, like a great beauty salon, great landscaper, great baker, great caterer, but they're not marketers. Do you know of resources here in the community where if they just, they don't know, that's not their expertise, that they can help start their marketing plan? Where do they get started? How do they actually get this done to create these strategic plans, to find out who their avatar is going to be?
So we've got a download that Mark's going to put available somewhere that's like 3 or 4 pages that goes over the questions. And to be fair, I'm not telling you that you have to answer all whatever it is, 75 questions on the sheet. But I'm also not telling you that you don't have to answer questions that aren't on the sheet either, but it'll help you start coming up with that person. Once you have that person in mind, then you have to sort of guess where they're going to be or how you want to get in front of them. And then that's going to dictate what resources you do after that. I mean, there are a million, probably more than a million free resources out there for this. There are downloadable eBooks. There are podcasts. There are other Facebook shows. Our show is going to have a lot more on this going forward. But until you really know that person and until you know how you want to find them, it changes what you need. So if you're at the point where you know who you want, you're going to start off with referrals, you've identified the referral sources, then there's great podcasts on building a referral-based practice, business, company, whatever it is. If you've determined that your ideal client's going to go on YouTube and they're going to want to watch videos about the problem, then there are plenty of podcasts or YouTube videos you can watch on how to grow a following on YouTube. If you decide that, you know, like a criminal defense firm like we used to be, a lot of those people would go on Google and search because it was an immediate need. Somebody got injured right now. Somebody got arrested right now. I have to find an attorney. then you may want to hire somebody who's an expert on pay-per-click Google ads. You may find a course on how to do ads yourself. You may find a podcast that's geared towards digital marketing from the pay-per-click perspective. I mean, you can't do all of it. Trust me, I've tried. If you do all of it, you will suck at all of it. You will not accomplish any of it. You will not implement any of it because there is just so much out there for free. And once you get your feet wet, then it's easier to decide like, okay, this is what I want to try. So let me try it. I've tried these free resources. Now I need something a little bit more specific. So maybe I hire a one-on-one coach. Maybe I hire an employee to take over some of this stuff with me. Maybe I throw myself into, you know, reading 5 or 6 books on it. You know, that may not be something you want to do on day one because you're still dabbling in what's going to work for you. But I mean, the stuff is out there. It's just committing to what you want and then having patience, really.
So as we're kind of getting close to the our time here, I got myself the good lead. I'm happy with that lead. What's the biggest mistake that that we do to clients, or that we don't do to clients, I should say?
Following
to
up.
To keep that lead.
Following up, staying in touch with them, being accessible. Like that, I think it was Woody Allen. I could be wrong. 90% of success is showing up. So for lawyers and business owners, 90% of success is calling somebody back in a reasonable amount of time if you can't answer the phone immediately, and then staying in touch with them until they're no longer interested. You will totally get people, and we've had clients who are like, stop contacting me. I'm not interested. You're bugging me. Fine, no problem. My bad. Sorry. But for every one of those, there's 15 clients that are like, hey, you're the only firm that ever checked back in with me. You're the only ones that called me on the 11th hour before, you know, I had to respond to this civil complaint and I was going to end up getting a default judgment. You're the only one that stayed in touch with us. And that's so much better than upsetting that one person every 6 months because we contact them too much.
So over communication.
You know, my wife owns the other half of the firm, so I'm gonna defer to her on if it's possible to over communicate ever with anything. To the extent that it is far outweighed by the danger of under communicating, of no longer being there. And the one thing to add that wasn't really your question, you need to keep that level of interest in your client when they go from a potential client to a hired client. There are a lot of businesses that we talk to that have a really great intake process. And now once the person has paid, they're not getting the same level of service. They're not getting the same interest. And that's going to cause a ton of issues for you long-term because you want clients who enjoy the entire process, who come back, who refer other people, who send friends, who have nice things to say about you, who leave positive reviews, etc. So know who you want and communicate with them. Those are the biggest things.
So last question, what's your parting words, your quick little mantra that you can give to our audience?
Great question. Every other time I've done this presentation, it's been like 60 minutes and we're knocking it out in about 15. So there's a lot more to this, but let me end with the reverse. So we are talking about coming up with your ideal client. Mark's got the link for you in the comments on here for the spreadsheet. You need to figure out, and we will talk more about where that client's going to be or how you're going to get in front of them. But as important as that is, it is equally important for you to be okay not getting your ideal client. So at the point that you have a lead, if they are not your ideal client and they don't sign up with you, that is okay, especially if it's because of price. Especially if it's because of service, especially if it's because of something that you can't fix or change, or it will be to your detriment to fix or change it, you have to be perfectly fine with them hiring somebody else. There's always going to be somebody who does it cheaper than you. There's always somebody more willing to go out of business faster. There's always going to be somebody that's more experienced than you. There's always going to be somebody who's taller than you, shorter than you, runs a larger company than you, a smaller company, whatever it is. So you have to be okay with losing those people that aren't your ideal client because they're not your ideal client for a reason.
Jordan, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to being able to continue this conversation as we develop our show and as we now have bring in that continuity. I know we're going to come back to marketing and referrals and your ideal clients and everything like that. I know that we'll be coming back to it in future shows. So I look forward to expanding even more on this.
All right. Thank you so much, Ed. And with that, while we let everybody go, just one last pitch, the Business Protection Program. For those of you that have been here long enough, we have the link at the top. Please go ahead and check that out and let us know if that might be something that your company is interested in. Other than that, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay in touch.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Let's Get Up to Business from Jordan Law. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast and would consider sharing the show. We would also love an honest 5-star review through iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use. If you are interested in being a guest of the podcast, please contact producer Mark through email at mark@jordanlawfl.com. Use the subject line, podcast guest, in your email. Thank you. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.